Shalom to all. Today's Daf Yerushalmi Bikurim, Daf Yud Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Almud, and the Vilna Sur's Daf. It's near the end of Chesam and Beis with the words of Oyd Ben Adah. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar, Bas Biyakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. In our middle of discussing a steer between our Mishnah and Mishnah Mesechas Chumas, our Mishnah had said the Gidulin growth of Maaser Shini and Bikurim that were planted is Aser, whereas that Mishnah said that it's Mutter, which I had to answer one way, but asked a question on it. The Gemara continues Oyd Ben Adah. And we're just going to read this without going into it because it seems to be that it's really not even part of our Girsa. The Pasuk tells us Loisucha Lachabishrecha Maaser Dugancha Beeza Maaser. Another question, the Tani Reb Shimon, Tani B'Shem Reb Shimon, who's Tani Reb Shimon, Yesh B'Meister, Shemeister, Eisher, Dama Ve'Ruva, V'Kankanov, V'Safik Yeruva, Kol She'u, V'Ein Madlikim Bay, V'Amar Of B'Gdulin Kain. So we have an attempted answer to the Stira. Amar of Hilar of Hila says, Hande Tamer G'Dulein Asurin, our mission that says, the G'Dulin of Meister Sheni Bikurim is Asur, Rabbanon, that's Shitas Rabbanon. Hande Tamer G'Dulin Mutarin, Reb Shimon, and that mission says that the G'Dulin are Mutter, that's Reb Shimon, so there's no Stira. And Reb Shimon, in regards to our Mishnah, would hold the G'Dulin are Mutter, and the Rabbanon, in regards to that Mishnah, would say the Gedulin are Usur. So there's no Stira. However, Amar Lay, according to some Gersais, it's Amar Lay, they said to him, Vataninan, we learned the Mishnah over there, Gedulin Hektish and Maaser Sheni Chulin, the growths of Hektish and Maaser Sheni that were planted are Chulin. However, Upay Daisan Rizman Zaron, they still have to be redeemed for the value they were when they were planted. Now the question is, L'Ezadav Upay Daisan, for what reason is he being paid to them? Loyam B'nei Kedusha Sheshbaen, isn't it because they have Kedusha in them? In other words, even though the Mishnah says that when they're planted, whatever grows is Chulin, by the fact that the Mishnah follows up by saying that they need to be redeemed, it must be that there's some level of Kiddush over here, namely Machmir, since it's a Davar Shiyash Lematirin, there is a way to get rid of whatever Kiddusha is here, simply being Paidit, that's why it does need to be Nifta. And so it turns out that Mishnah can't be Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon would say that it's Mutter completely without the need to be Paidit. But in fact, the Mishnah says we do need to be Paidit, it must be that Mishnah is actually the Rabbanon. As we're back to our issue, that we have a steer between our Mishnah and that Mishnah, and to add another layer onto it, we should say, Ufachasotu over here, Yitanu Mechitza B'nei Kiddush Yeshbehen, that it should require Mechitza because of Kiddusha that they have. I mean, it's not just Master Shani that has his lingering Kedusha, if you will, that's Gzer, we have to be Paidit because the Davar Shiyash L'Matirim, we have this ability to be Paidit. We should say the same by Bikurim, Bikurim Shanin Mechitza, meaning these Gidulim should have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and we shouldn't say that the Gidulim of Bikurim are Mutter, due to the fact again that it's a Davar Shiyash L'Matirim that it can be brought up to Yerushalayim. Why don't we say that? And so here we finally have an answer, and this really goes back to what we mentioned a couple daf ago. Rabbi Emir quotes Rabbi Emi, who says, B'Shem Rabshem Elakish, Hante Tamer Gidulayin Asurin, Isser Mechitza. When we say in our Mishnah that the Gidulim of Meister Shani and Bikurim are Asur, that's referring to the Isser Mechitza, which is really what we had just suggested before. That these things have to be brought to Yerushalayim because they're davar shesh lematirin. That's Isser Mechitza, and that's why our Mishnah is saying Dulein Asurin. Since we are able to do something about it, so do something about it, bring it up to Yerushalayim. Yudzayin Amar Bezan Tav V'Hande Tamer Dulein Mutarin. But that Mishnah talks about the Gedulin being mutter heter zaros. That's referring to the heter of a non-kain eating them. Since that's not a davar shesh lematirin, there is no way to get out of that or makel when it comes to the Gedulin to the growths that we say those growths are mutter for zarim and for animals as well. I can't explain the Mishnah. We had said Harei Ilu Masri Bikurim Masri Enkin Betruma. These things apply to Maaser Sheni Bikurim, and they do not apply to Truma. This is specifically referring to where the Mishnah had said that it needs Vidoy, namely one gets rid of their Maaser and Bikurim, they have to say a particular Vidoy, but not by Truma. Now the Gemara begins with the question, Taman Tanin, over there Maaser Maaser Sheni, we learn, Pasuk by Vidoy Maaser says, V'gam Nisativ, and I also gave, what's this referring to? Zu Truma and Trumas Maaser. This is talking about Truma and Trumas Maaser. And so what do we see very clearly from the Mishnah? Tamanat Amar Truma Tuna Vidoy. Over there, the Mishnah is telling us very clearly that Truma needs Vidoy, because again, as we just said, that Pasuk V'gam Nisativ is referring to Vidoy of Maaser. So it's not just Vidoy Maestris is referring to Truma as well. Whereas over here, we're saying Truma does not need Vidoy. Steer between Mishnayas. So Rav Hila, Rav Hila answers, Tanoi Taman, we learn over there, and here's the proper Girsa, HaMaiser VaBikurim, in regards to Maiser and Bikurim, Echad HaNoisem VaEchad HaNoitlon to Una Vidoy. Whether we're talking about the one giving them, that's the Yid, giving them to the Kain or the Levi, or the one taking them, that's the Kain or the Levi, both of these people have to recite Vidoy when they're getting rid of them. And that's what our Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah tells us that Bikurim and Maiser Sheni are similar, as opposed to Truma, that's talking about that the person who gives them and receives them has to say Vidoy, and that's only by Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, and that does not apply by Truma. Only the one giving the Truma away, namely the Yisrael or Levi to the Kohen, they have to say Vidoy on this Truma, but not the one receiving it, meaning the Kohen. And that's what the Mishnah over there is talking about. When the Mishnah says that Truma requires Vidoy, that's only referring to the giver and not to the receiver. So there's no steer between Mishnayas. Now Rab Zair gives a different answer. Rabban and Taman Savrin, Rabban and Dacha Amrin, they're Rabban over there thought to say, and they're abundant over here of Eretz Yisrael, they did say, Mishi Yeshalem Maaser B'fnei Atzmai Misvadeh. Someone who has Maaser Sheni by itself, he just has Maaser Sheni or Bikurim, then he's going to say Vidoy. But Mishi Yeshalem Truma B'fnei Atzmai Ein Misvadeh. Someone who has Truma by itself, he's not going to say Vidoy on it. And that's why our Mishnah says the Truma doesn't require Vidoy, but that Mishnah says Truma does. It's referring to Truma along with something else that requires Vidoy, so then Vidoy would be said on the Truma. But Truma by itself doesn't require Vidoy. And our Rabbi Yassi tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain, we actually have a Mishnah that tells us this. And here's the quote of the Mishnah, Rabbi Rabbi says, Yeshulhen Ari Miklat. The Kohanim and Levi'im actually had Ari Miklat. This is Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir, whether or not Kohanim and Levi'im had a portion in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rav Meir, they had no portion whatsoever in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't given any land. We know that in the regular division of Eretz Yisrael, Kohanim and Levi'im were not part of it. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, they can't say any Vidui Maestris because they're not able to say Vesu Adama Shonasat Alonu because they didn't get any Adama. But according to Rav Meir, they did receive a portion of the land, the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge. There's actually 42 cities that were called cities of the Levi'im that other Shvatim had to give from their land to the Levi'im and the Kohanim to allow them to live there. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, that's considered a real Nachlan Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they are able to say Vidui. Now, Man and Kamen, what are we referring to that they'd be saying Vidui over? And Betruman Meiser, Shalayhain. If you want to say we're referring to Vidui and Truman Meiser, well, that belongs to him. A Kohen or Levi that's given Truman Meiser, that's his. He doesn't have to get rid of it. It's only Yisrael or a Levi in regards to certain things that they have a Chiv to give away their Meisris, so at some point in time they have to say Vidui Meisris when they gave them away. But a Kohen doesn't have to give away his Truman Meiser, he gets to keep it. And so what would he be saying Vidui Meiser over? Elokin and Kamen, what are we referring to? And this is the proper Girsa, B'Meiser Sheni, in regards to Meiser Sheni. When a Kohen has Meiser Sheni, he does have to get rid of it, because he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim as well, just like everybody else. And so here we have a Raya to Reb Zeira's answer, that other Meisris would have Vidui said by themselves, if that's all the person has, but Truma is not something that would have Vidui said over it, if that's all the person has. However, Yud Chazam Alpha on top, Amar Rav Hila, Rav Hila responds to this by saying, Shamanan, we could learn from this Mishnah that you just quoted, Mishesh Le Maser B'Fnei Atzmai Misvada, that if a person just has Meisr Sheni, he's going to say Vidui. And also, Mishesh Le Bikurim B'Fnei Atzmai Misvada, somebody has Bikurim by itself, he would have to say Vidui. However, Shamanan, Mishesh Le Truma B'Fnei Atzmai, here's the proper Girsa, Einoi Misvada, do we hear Beferus from this Mishnah that somebody who just has Truma is not going to say Vidui? We don't see that clearly from the Mishnah. Yes, Meisr Sheni and Bikurim, we're going to learn from the Mishnah because we compare Bikurim to Meisr Sheni. We don't see clearly from the Mishnah that if a person only has Truma, he's not going to be Misvada. And this way, he's able to push Reb Zeira's Raya for his Shita from his Mishnah, and therefore Reb Hila could stick with his own answer to the question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.